Coal currently accounts for about 22% of Duke Energy's electricity output. That number has fallen since Duke started closing older coal-fired units in 2010. The new targets will be a key part of the Carolinas carbon plan that the company must file with North Carolina regulators in mid-May. CFO Steve Young says specific plant closings and other details would be spelled out in the plan, which is still being drafted.
It will look at coal retirements and replacement with renewables, battery storage, some gas needed for reliability. All of those things will start driving towards the targets.
The goals don't change Duke's broader plan to reduce overall carbon emissions by 70% from 2005 levels by 2030 and to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Right now, emissions are down 44%. Duke also said it's expanding its net zero goal to include purchased power and indirect emissions from suppliers. State regulators must approve the plan by year's end. I'm David Borax.